It is Thursday, May 16th, 2013. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Christina Thomas. Ozarks at Large is underwritten in part by the Walton Family Charitable Support Foundation. And KUAF is supported by our Segas at the Depot, located on Weston Dixon in Fayetteville. The Depot offers full table service for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, featuring coffee, crepes, salads, soups, and libations 7 days a week and weekend brunch. OurSegasDepot.com or Facebook, OurSegas at the Depot.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, bringing electricity to rural Arkansas, Christina talked with a veteran of Ozarks Rural Electric Co-op about wiring the rugged parts of our region as the agency celebrates its 75th anniversary.
Also, Medicaid coverage for many Marshall Islanders in northwest Arkansas might be restored, 17 years after it was cut. Jacqueline Froelich has that report. And a smartphone app that might save your life. Really.
But first, now that the Justice Department is opening a criminal investigation into the practices of the Internal Revenue Service, Arkansas Senators John Bozeman and Mark Pryor want more answers from IRS officials. Senator Bozeman says there must be a thorough review of all documents that apparently show IRS agents singled out Tea Party groups applying for tax-exempt status.
I think everyone would like to determine the extent of the problem. Those that are guilty should be held accountable. People should be fired, and there might be cases if they've broken criminal statutes that they should be prosecuted, really to make an example of. This is behavior, regardless of the administration, that simply can't be tolerated.
Senator Pryor says there shouldn't be a rush to judgment until lawmakers have all the details.
One of the things I've learned in these scandals in Washington is the blame game goes full tilt, and a lot of people haul off and, you know, blame everybody in the world before they know all the facts. I don't know all the facts, but I know the Senate Finance Committee is going to be doing some hearings, and I look forward to watching this very closely. But I just think we shouldn't tolerate political activity by the IRS.
Friday, the IRS publicly acknowledged it used extra scrutiny when reviewing the applications of conservative groups.
The 2014 governor's race has five announced candidates already, but other state races are filling more slowly. There's currently just one candidate announced for Arkansas Attorney General, Republican David Sterling of North Little Rock. He tells Talk Business Arkansas that if elected, he'll defend conservative abortion restrictions passed in the recent legislative session that are being challenged for their constitutionality in court.
Slavery was constitutional at one point in our nation's history, and right now abortion is constitutional under Roe v. Wade and Casey versus Planned Parenthood.
Sterling says despite abortion being ruled constitutional, he'll fight it by defending the state's new laws.
Bill Halter's gubernatorial campaign is drawing the scorn of Arkansas State University for the campaign's use of the phrase Arkansas Promise. ASU has trademarked the phrase for its Arkansas Promise scholarship. Jeff Hankins, a vice president with ASU, says the campaign's use creates the potential for confusion.
We expressed concern about possible student and parent confusion regarding the program, and we thought that the campaign would like to know about the trademark infringement as early as possible so they could make possible adjustments to their campaign.
Bud Jackson, a spokesman with the Halter campaign, says the use of the words Arkansas Promise is within the campaign's legal rights.
We've had discussions about this. Their position is this is a trademark of their scholarship. Their name is the Arkansas Promise Scholarship. You know, our position is we don't have a scholarship. It's just a campaign's public policy plan, and that the trademark doesn't really apply. And furthermore, we've consulted with our own attorneys who are experts in trademark law, and they've said that the trademark really isn't even valid.
Jeff Hankins says ASU will continue to explore legal defenses to protect the trademark.
Arkansas Department of Higher Ed Director Shane Broadway says expected cuts to state scholarship programs will affect students applying for those awards for this coming school year and beyond. He says during the recent legislative session, the department didn't get a requested additional $7 million to shore up estimated shortfalls, but did get $2 million to save the governor's distinguished scholarships, which go to 300 high-achieving students.
Now that the session is over, we are going through our processes and beginning to notify all of the programs outside the governor's distinguished that we have to make reductions to those programs. To the tune of about $5 million.
Broadway says other than the governor's distinguished scholarship, awards will be cut across the board, which will affect award funds for military personnel and families, as well as medical students going to school out of state.
One more trail connection is coming soon to Lake Fayetteville, specifically to the northwest corner of the lake. Matt Mihalovich, the city's trails coordinator, says when the section stretching between the marina and the North Shore Disc Golf Course is complete, the entire paved loop will fit nicely into other paved trail developments at the lake.
We just completed and actually are having a ribbon cutting on Saturday for the southern section. That's about a one-mile piece. That was our final phase of the paved loop. It completes the paved loop, but we still had this section on the north, but in the marina, where it was shared with the roadway, which worked for the time being, but with the amount of use that we're seeing out there, it's just tremendous amount of use on these trails. We just feel like this is a great opportunity to pull the people away from the road and make it a little bit safer.
Mihalovich says separating bike and pedestrian traffic from car traffic makes sense. As more of the loop around the lake has been paved, more people are using the trails.
As we've seen, the more phases get connected, and now with the loop complete, before people had to turn around if they wanted to stay on the paved surface, and now they can come around back to Veterans Park and complete that loop. We are counting out there, and we're just seeing really, really high counts of use, and which is great. People are loving it.
The new trail connection is being paid for in part by a $75,000 federal grant announced by the Arkansas Highway Transportation Department earlier this week. Mihalovich says the trail will take about 4 months to complete, but construction won't likely begin until early 2014. The Northwest Arkansas Naturals lost their third straight to the Arkansas Travelers last night, 5-1 in North Little Rock. It's the fourth loss overall for the Nats. The four-game set at Dickey Stevens Park in North Little Rock concludes tonight.
Forecast calls for a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms in northwest Arkansas, with a 40% chance in the Arkansas River Valley. Overnight lows from 60 to 64 degrees. Tomorrow, Friday, mostly cloudy with a 20% chance for rain and a high of 79 in northwest Arkansas. Mostly cloudy with a high of 82 in the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow evening, cloudy with lows in the mid-60s.